You know, I haven't checked on in a while. I haven't checked on my buddies at, you know, Fresh and Fit podcast. Just wonder what's going on over there. Oh, interesting. Okay. What is this Abba and Preach versus Fresh and Fit? Everybody's making a video on this. Look, I'm making a video on this. So it's kind of interesting because I personally know Fresh and Fit. Obviously, I know what's going on, guys. I heard about the drama. And again, this is why I don't deal with this kind of stuff. And there's two reasons why I'm making a video on this, okay? The first reason is because I just wanted to point this out again of how this always plays out and it always causes problems. And the second reason why I'm addressing it is because everybody's making a video on it. And if I don't make a video on this, then I'm gonna be missing out on getting the views because hello, YouTube, this is how YouTube works. Okay, so again, I'm not trying to knock anyone who's participated in this, okay? You know, I'm not trying to knock Myron or Fresh Prince Leo. I like those guys, okay? I don't know Abba and Preach, but here's what happened. So basically, Myron said something about, I think it's Abba's wife and Heishi, where he's from. And it was insulting. It was kind of an off the cuff thing. I think I can't remember why they got into some kind of a dispute, but he said this thing. And then the next day, you know, they responded, obviously, you know, shots were fired. And then they, you know, said, hey, what are you doing talking about my wife? And was challenging Fresh and Fit to a boxing match. Okay, so boxing match, come out in the ring, I'll come down there, I'm gonna be in the US, we're gonna get in a boxing match. Okay, so raising the stakes there. All right, now I don't know, I don't think that was necessarily done for publicity, but the thing is, you guys have to remember that, you know, and again, I'm not trying to knock anyone here, just an important lesson that you can learn from this is that when you say something, there are consequences, right? Someday someone may say, okay, put your money where your mouth is. Now, what ended up happening there is I think at this point, you know, Fresh and Fit, I think they kind of made the right choice here. They realized, one, that this was bad publicity, and two, that this was just not the right thing to do, to not to talk about people, to talk about ideas, okay? Not to say derogatory things. Again, you might say, well, John, you're talking about people, but I'm not talking about a bad thing about them. I'm not knocking them. I don't hate the guys. I'm just discussing what happened here. Again, like I said, I gave you the two reasons for it, but again, you can see how this drama always devolves and whatnot. So anyway, he basically issued an apology on the channel, on the Fresh and Fit channel, and I don't think it's there anymore. We could take a look, but I think they took it down, which I think also was a smart move here, okay? Because it definitely hurt them. It definitely hurt them more from a PR perspective than it did, you know, Abba and Preach, okay? So if we look at the community tab, there was this apology here. I think it's gone now. You know, if you look at what was on the other channel here, he had the, I don't know, did he have the apology? Okay, this is where the whole boxing match thing was thrown down. You know, this is a pretty dramatic moment here. I don't know how much of this, you have to wonder, you know, sometimes on YouTube, but I think these guys, they seem like they're legit in what they're saying. I don't know if it's, you know, just for the views, but you know, this is what happened, right? So anyway, where we're at now is basically that, you know, Fresh and Fit have taken down all the stuff about it related to this, had apologized, took that down. They're just ignoring it and letting it go away. And I think that's a smart move. I would probably do the same move. I think that's a smart move at this point. You know, can't blame them for it. And then what's happening now is Abba and Preach are continuing to hammer this because it's going to continue to get views. And they know it. And they know that they're in, have an upper hand position because they challenged the boxing match and that was turned down. So, you know, that's where we're at. Okay. And let me just say again, I've talked about this before, but I'll say it again. This is ridiculous. Okay. This is why I made the video of leaving the Manosphere, is because I don't want to deal with this. This is not necessary to have this drama. You don't need to be talking about people and calling people out. Okay. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay. Because what are you actually benefiting the viewers at this point? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe you guys tuned into this video to like catch up on the drama, but is that really helping your life? This is like what's happened now is we've turned personal development and self-help for men that are trying to improve their lives and to get better with women. We've turned it into a soap opera, into a drama where it's just as bad as watching TV or watching professional sports instead of actually improving your lives. And this is the issue with all this stuff. stuff. And now what's going to happen here is it's going to get blown out of proportion. People are going to do things to get views. Okay. And then, you know, this whole thing, what happens at the end of the day? Does Abba and Preach's channel grow? Does Fresh and Fish channel grow? No, what ends up happening is there's now two factions. There's a bunch of diehard Fresh and Fit fans. There's a bunch of diehard Abba and Preach fans, and those two will never mingle again. Okay. And this is what happens. This is how this division keeps on happening and happening. And it's unfortunate because Fresh and Fit, whether you agree with a lot of their content, they were bringing a lot of this a lot more mainstream. But now what's going to happen? Now it's stunted their growth, okay? And now there's more enemies, right? So I don't even know how many enemies exist in the manosphere anymore, because it's just so many feuding parties. It's ridiculous. So what's the lesson from all this, guys? It's just stay out of the drama. Just don't get involved in the drama. Don't do this. Don't call people out. You know, if you're there and, you know, you got a problem with someone, you know, deal with it personally. And I know that, and I'm guessing that maybe Abba heard me talk about this before, or someone else, you know, who knows, but he was talking about how, you know, he's not going to deal with this privately because Myron had publicly called him out and said these things. And I get it, but I also disagree. I still have to disagree and say, look, just deal with these things privately. Just ignore the stuff when people throw mud at you. Now, again, was this a good opportunity for them to increase the views on their show, which was already doing phenomenal? Sure, I guess you could say that. That's, you know, maybe that's why they did it. I don't think so. I think they got caught up in the drama. And you know, what ended up happening, honestly, to give you an honest assessment of the situation, is that both parties look very emotional. Okay, that's what I'm seeing here. And that's not the masculine kind of traits that we're going after, right? So again, if you guys want to avoid all this drama, okay, and you just want to focus on improving yourself as a man, getting better with women, all that, click the link down below, join Bulldog Mindset Membership. That's what we're about. We're about improving yourself as a man, not taking the victim road, not complaining when other people throw mud at you. In fact, I was reading a book, a Stoic book. There was a section in there that I was reading, and it was talking about this idea that, like, if someone insults you, you know, do you sue them? Do you, you know, this was back in those times, do you, you know, seek some kind of remedy for your injury? And the answer is no, because you don't allow them to injure you. You don't allow it to be an injury to you, because you don't perceive it as that, because you don't care, because you don't give them that dignity. And so as soon as you do that, as soon as you step down and you're like, okay, this person hurt me or they injured me, and you get into this attack mode because someone did something to you, it doesn't go well for you. Now you've given them power, and now you've taken away your power, and now you've taken away your peace. And you know what price you're going to put on your peace. So anyway, if you want to stay in the peace zone, in the tranquility of stoicism, click the link down below, join us in the Bulldog Mindset Membership, because we're not going to get into this stuff. I'm never going to do this stuff on my channel. You know, like I said, I made this video because, hey, everyone's making a video on this, and at least maybe I can make a video on this and say, stop it. Just like I said about the Afghanistan and stuff, stay out of here, stay out of the news, stay out of the drama zone, and focus on building yourself. This is all a distraction from building yourself as a man and accomplishing what you want to accomplish in life. All right, that's it.